Welcome to this podcast from the Oxford Institute for Energy Studies. Today's topic will be discussed by James Henderson and concerns the future of Russian oil production. In 2016, Russian oil output grew by 2% to reach almost 11 million barrels a day, and indeed peaked at 11.3 million barrels a day in November, a post-Soviet high. There are two main reasons for this good performance in the face of low oil prices. First, the devaluation of the ruble has cut costs dramatically in dollar terms. Secondly, the high marginal tax rate for Russian oil production has meant that the Russian government, rather than Russian oil companies, has taken most of the hit of the falling oil price. Indeed, for Russian oil companies, production breaks even at around $10 per barrel, and even new field investment can be justified at a price of around $20 per barrel. As a result, drilling has increased and production has followed, encouraged by the government, who are keen to see output as high as possible in order to maximise revenues in a low oil price environment. In 2017, we can see these trends continuing, despite the fact that Russia has agreed with OPEC to cut production by up to 300,000 barrels a day in the first half of the year. Our analysis of a multitude of assets across Russia, both on a corporate and on a regional basis, shows that brownfields are being actively managed in mature areas such as West Siberia and European Russia, reducing decline rates to around 2% per annum, compared to their natural rate of around 10 to 15% decline. Furthermore, new fields have been brought on stream over the past 3 years, and output from them is continuing to increase. And furthermore, other new fields are currently under development, and first production is anticipated in the next few years. All these new fields should more than offset the declines in the brownfield assets, meaning that in 2017, we anticipate production reaching 11.1 million barrels a day as an average for the year as a whole, up around 1 to 1.5% compared to 2016. And out to 2020, we can see production increasing further to around 11.5 million barrels a day by the end of the decade. Looking even further out, there are new areas of Russia such as the Arctic, East Siberia, the offshore, and also Russia's tight oil resources, which could also supplement output and further offset any declines in mature areas. Although the Arctic and shale oil are currently being delayed by the imposition of US and EU sanctions, should these be lifted, there are a number of both domestic and international companies that are very keen to invest in the huge resources still available in Russia. As a result, our research suggests that the longer-term outlook for Russian oil production remains much more positive than many could possibly have imagined when the oil price collapsed in 2014. This concludes the podcast, which we hope you have enjoyed and found interesting. Details of all our publications and research can be found at the OIES website at www.oxfordenergy.org.